Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and My Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I hope this phone's working better. I don't know what's with the other phone today.
Okay.
It seems to be stuck on mute or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Is yeah, no, because well, I didn't hear you, and then I couldn't remember your cell phone number off the top of my head. So I was like,
that's why I figured, you know, when I stopped the music, it would be me coming on.
Well, I couldn't hear anything then. Then I couldn't hear anything. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, is she talking? I'm like, which one is hers? So I turned the music back on, and I found your cell phone in my phone. I said, okay, there she is. And I turned the mic on. So and then we stopped the music. So.
Okay, good. I mean, who knows? I don't know. With my phone, I'll have to look at it. It's like all of a sudden, it's like, you know, we have these gadgets, phones that we really don't know if they do stuff. If you push a button and it does something, you know, until you read a booklet, you don't know how to undo it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you can't hear me. I'm like, oh, no. And then I went to the other phone. It was doing the same thing. So I was like, let me just go on my cell phone and let's get the show on the road today.
Yeah, well, the first one that you were on, you sounded like you were in a tunnel. So that wasn't good.
Right. And that's really weird, isn't it? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm sure I pushed a button that I don't know what I pushed.
It's all good. You're here now, and that's what matters.
That's what counts. And how is everything in your world?
Not too shabby. I can't complain.
Okay, good. And people have sent me an email. Are you liking your new home now?
Yes. Yes, I love where I live now. It is so roomy and spacious. And what's great is that, like, sometimes, you know, Lisa or myself will post, like, pictures on Facebook. And people always think that we're on vacation. They're like, oh, where'd you go? It's like, no, it's my house, dude. So it's nice.
Wow. Well, it is. And it's getting to the time of year where you have a pool there and everything, don't you?
Yeah, we have a pool. We've got like a water view. You know, we got like a pond that we're like right in front of me that's got like a fountain. So the fountain has been turned on. So, you know, we hear the water. It's, you know, kind of nice and tranquil there. And then, you know, the pool is, you know, just like about a block away inside my complex. And there's a hiking trail through here that actually goes from the North Shore all the way to the South Shore. So that's kind of cool, too, because we got access to that, like, dead smack in the middle of the island. So we could either go all the way north or all the way south. Just watch out for the ticks, because I had a tick on me today. So watch out for the ticks.
They've been saying that it's a very bad tick season. I mean, one of my Facebook friends posted, don't worry about ticks this season because my dog has everyone on him right now. So it just seems like it is very bad. And then yesterday when I was at the hair salon, same thing. Their dogs were covered with ticks. So they thought it was going to be a bad tick season, but it's already starting. It's a little early for everybody to already have ticks. You know.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But I didn't even know how the hell I got it because I wasn't even in the woods yesterday. I was in the woods on like Saturday. But the laundry that I had, that I, you know, from stuff that I was wearing, I had, you know, tucked away in my closet in the hamper. and I emptied out that hamper yesterday so that I can put all those clothes in the wash. And and behold, I woke up, you know, this morning, because I showered in the morning yesterday, that I threw up laundry in. So I went to go and shower this morning. I looked over, and I'm like, look at this, and I thought it was a scab. And then I ripped it off, not realizing what it was, because I just felt it. I didn't see it in the mirror or anything. I just felt it. And lo and behold, it was a tick. I was not happy about it. I spent the first hour of my day worrying about the symptoms of Lyme disease are. And then all of a sudden, the redness and welt that I had completely went away now, which is like a little dot. So I said, okay, I think I'm good.
Scary. Well, we just want to make sure nobody gets any more ticks, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, so just be careful and wear light color. If you do go in the woods, they say to wear lighter colored clothing because these ticks are like black and they're brown. And if you're wearing lighter color clothing, even though that will be more prone to get dirty, you will be able to see these little fuckers. If they jump on you or if they fall on you, they don't jump if they fall on you. So, you know, you'll be able to find them faster if you're wearing like, I wear all black.
Well, they do jump 4 feet, by the way. They are able to.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, that's why, like, if you're walking, like, you know, even, like, near the high grass, they can jump 4 feet. So
super.
They're really, like, you know, resilient things, you know?
A little bastard.
Yeah, really. So I know. We just want to make sure we stay safe and don't get any ticks, okay? Please, whatever you do, don't get any ticks. Well, we do have a lot of callers today, and if you want to talk to Jessica, and I know there's a person that's been waiting a very long time, but she had one pushed, her last four digits are 5331. Angela, I still see that you pressed 1 now. So, again, so we won't be able to pick you up unless you press 1. I know she had, there.
Oh,
okay.
There it is.
Okay. We'll start with her because she's been waiting the longest. And I know she was quite anxious to get onto our show. So let's hear what Angela has to say.
We will go over to Angela. And then I will sneak into the chat room, and I will start queuing some of your calls up. And, guys, please remember, press the number 1 at any time during the show if you wish to speak to myself or to Cindy. So here we go with Angela. Hello, Angela. You're on the air.
Hi,
Angela.
Hello,
you'll find this amusing. After you had let me know you wanted to go on our show, I was cleaning my office because things needed to be sorted through, and out your son's math card came flying out at me.
Oh my. That's
so wonderful. I guess he knows you want to say hi to him.
Yes.
You know, and I'm laughing because I didn't remember it would have been where it came flying out of, but it did crack me up.
He knows I need your help, and that's why his picture, he came out to you.
I'm sure. So I left it on my desk today. I left it on my desk just so I would remember to tell you. Your son was jumping out at me today and yesterday. So what's going on in your world?
He has a lot of energy, my son, so I can see that.
You can let me know what's on your mind. I know, you know, you might want to fill in with our listeners a little bit because you've called in before.
Okay.
It's not the first time you've called in.
Yes. My son passed away about 2 years ago. And before he passed, my husband and I had some problems with our marriage. And my son passed and it just got a lot worse. And I don't know what's going to happen with my relationship. I do love the man very much. And I would like to try to make this work. Because I don't believe in divorce. I believe once you marry someone, you know, I just love my husband so much. And we had this beautiful child. He always did everything right. He passed away in a tragic accident at 23. He was the most beautiful soul. Never complained, always happy, very spiritual, always liked to make people laugh and smile, just good natured person. And I just don't know what my future brings because I miss my son. I love my son very much. But my life is, like, upside down, and I don't know what to do. Like,
and he's saying that only you and Dad have the same pain, okay, because this is something you share. This is your
right,
client.
This is why I thought I should be with him because no one could really understand. Like, people feel for you, but they don't really understand. Like, every moment, every day, so many things remind me of my baby, and I'm going to be sad for the rest of my life, and he is too, but I need to go on. and well, I've been married to my husband for 30 years, and I love him. I love my family. I love his family, and I just feel like I could go on if I had my husband's support, you know. And he loved his dad, but he wasn't too thrilled about the things he, you know, did. But he loved his daddy. He loved his family, his friends. He was just a good nature, a good person.
And you know, what he feels, he will not take the full blame. Your son's a very honest guy, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He will not take the full blame for your marriage problems because some of them were there before he died.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, he's pretty clear to tell me that, okay?
Yes.
But he feels like his death should have been a wake-up call to his father, not to take someone for granted, to throw away love and what you have. And
right.
So, you know, I think in the beginning your husband did wake up a little more, but people forget. They have to be reminded.
Right.
And, you know, constantly reminded. I mean, you've been with him 30 years, which is 6 years. Yeah. And, you know, what your son is saying is, don't let dad...
I don't know why we're breaking up.
Okay, am I breaking up?
Yeah, I just, maybe because I'm walking down the...
Right, I mean, Nicole's not here to tell me if I'm breaking up. Maybe someone can... I hope not, because I'm on a cell phone.
I hear both of you perfectly clear.
Okay, you can hear me, so it's not me, okay, because I, you know, thank you.
Right, I can
know.
Hear you.
Okay, but he's saying that, Mom, you know, don't give up on dad, but, you know, dad has to start, you know, meeting you halfway. And, you know, your husband hasn't never gotten over your son's death, and they had some issues between the two of them. You know about that, Robert and your husband. There were some issues. And I think your husband has a little more guilt about things he maybe could have, would have, should have done better, and that haunts him. But Robert's asking you to hang in there with his father. Is there a particular issue you're fighting about now, or is it just everything in general?
Pretty much everything in general. Like, we had some problems in a marriage before because my husband had cheated on me, and we went to see a marriage counselor, and he kept on with his affair. And I was always the rock for my family, for my daughter and my husband. I mean, for my daughter and my son. And then after a while, I started falling apart because it just kept going on and on, the relationship. And then I started going out, and I started to change. And my son was very upset about that, you know, that his father just didn't care. He just didn't care
right.
about
well,
his mother, the most important person.
That's
you know,
what my son is saying. And, you know, your husband has a lot of guilt for all the pain that he caused beforehand.
Yes.
Do you believe that the affair is over now?
No.
I don't either.
Because he works with
I don't either, okay, because
right.
the card
she moved to a different company, but the two companies work together, and every job that he's on, she's on. Because, you know, I Googled it. I you know what jobs my husband's on. He's an electrician. He's a vice president of a company, and she works very closely with him, with his company.
I don't see that it's, you know, over. And, you know, your son is, you know, he doesn't want you to necessarily give up on his father because, of course, you know, he loves his family. But
yes.
He's wondering how long you can go on with this because it's not good for your health to be with a man
no.
that cheats, okay?
No.
I mean, you will get out of this till death do us part if you can, you know, if he makes you sick enough over this. So
yeah, he just told me he was never going to leave me. He goes, I'm never going to divorce
you.
I'm never going to leave you. And if you don't like it, you leave.
Why would anybody leave you? Because you're a good wife. But also, part of it is if you do leave him, any ending will bring up all the other endings, and it will bring up your son's death again to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
and what your son says is he's screaming at dad, trying to get dad to realize you're going to lose the love of your life.
Right.
No, he won't leave you. You know, I'm going to ream the woman he's having a long-term affair with because of the sisterhood of women.
Right.
You know, she already should have already told him, if you're not going to leave your wife, I'm not going to be doing this forever. And
well,
yet,
he told her, I'm never going to leave my wife for you because he told me that. Well, that's supposed to make me feel better.
Well, and again, and here's a woman who's tolerating this, so... You know, the men are having their cake and eat it, too, because a lot of times the women are, like, allowing this.
Right.
And She's hoping you'll get set up and leave, by the way.
Well, that's what I said to my, well, I said to my husband, if you want to make this work, we can make this work. We'll see a marriage counselor. And if we can't make this work, then we'll work on a divorce, but in a proper manner that we could be friends. Because I love the man. I don't want to fight with him. I love his family. You know, this has been 30 years with my nieces and nephews, my sister and brother-in-law's, my summer home, my community of my summer home, hundred people. You know, it's just, do I leave my home? Do I leave my friends on my block? Do I lose everything? You know what I mean? But I have to live. I need to be happy. And I explain that to him. If you love this person, please be with them and let's get a divorce. If not, you need to give 100% to this. You know what I mean? Right now he's not living in the house because there was an order of protection. And I modified it. He didn't come home. He has an apartment. And he's staying there. And I thought that would be a good idea. We could grow with our marriage. You know, we'll try to work things out separately at first. You know, see each other a few days a week. But it seems like he'll see me one day for 2 hours and he'll run home. Like, why don't you stay overnight, Bob? You know what I mean? No, I have to get home. You know, it's like, always I have to get home. Like, what do you have to get home for? You know? It's like, right. We're having a good time. We went out to dinner. It's like, just stay at your house one night. You know, you don't have to see it permanently. We have to work on our situation first. You know what I mean? And
right.
I feel like he always wants to run away.
He wants his cake and eat it too. Okay.
Yeah.
He wants his respectability in the community. He wants his home and his summer home. And he wants everything the way it is. So he's not going to change anything. Okay. But it isn't.
But why not be good to me? Why not be good to your wife then? You know, be good to me. You know,
we had discussed
I'm sorry.
That your husband's a narcissist, okay?
Yes.
It's about him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pretty unfixable man in terms of he's not going to, you know, stop being a narcissist, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
like inborn. And
mm-hmm.
He doesn't think you'll leave him, so he's thinking, I mean, if you were actually to
He called me
him,
a coward because he told me I was never going to leave him. You're a coward, Angela. Never
that's
gonna leave
what
me.
I was going to
so
say. He doesn't believe you'll leave him. I mean, when you actually went to leave him, and of course I would advocate divorce without drama and trauma, but I would certainly get what you're entitled to. And,
of course.
And he has to see that he has to divide his property
mm-hmm.
and that his family isn't going to
like
that he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to get the ramifications of his behaviors. He might sing a different tune, but he's got two women who are both
mm-hmm.
doing what he wants. He's calling all the shots.
Exactly.
He told that woman,
mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving my wife. You can be my mistress, and that's all. And I told my wife I'm not leaving you, and she could like it or lump it. He's telling you both like it or lump it. And so far, the two of you are liking it. Nobody's lumped it yet. So
I'm going crazy because of this. Everyone tells me, you need help, Angela. You need help. Yes, I need help. I need help because I miss my son, but I also need a good man by my side. And if it's not going to be you, just let me go. You know, give me a divorce.
But he's not going to let you go. You have to make the decision to file for the divorce, and then see what he does in response to that.
He leaves me on a tight rope. I'm a real estate agent, and I live on, you know, I don't get a check every week. I close on homes. Sometimes they do well in a couple of months. Sometimes they don't. I always put money in the bank, even when we had our problems. I never put money on the side when I had a bad marriage. Even my therapist says, you never put money on the side. I said, no, my money always went in the bank. And we did what we had to do, pay our bills. I paid the bills. I took care of everything. He worked. I took care of the kids, you know, the house, my job. That was what I did. I'm Italian. I love to take care of my family. You know, this is what I know best, take care of the people I love. You know, and I love that man so much, and he knows it. You know, it's like either you give 100%.
But you're falling out of liking him.
Exactly.
You
know,
we
don't like
stop
his
loving soulmates, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we certainly stop liking them. And at this point, falling out of liking becomes something that goes on and on and on and doesn't get better. And, you know, your son's death was a wake-up call to this man. And he woke up for a minute. And now he's,
He never took care of me right after my son passed. Never
no,
did.
He didn't.
Never. No. Never. And I would tell him nicely, Bobby, you're just not there for me. I'm there for you. Please be there for me. You know what I mean? I need you to be there for me. I need your support. And nope.
Nope. And, you know, what your son is saying, you have to ask him for help. You know, you're not a coward. You need some strength.
That's right. I'm a strong woman inside with other things, but not with this love and letting them go. You know, I don't like to give up on people I love.
First of all,
when you end a marriage, it's an earthquake with a tsunami and a hurricane, okay? It's a big
right.
deal. It's a financial disaster, okay? It's difficult. Two, you break up a home and a family. You have all your family. It is horrible to have to do a divorce.
Right.
And yet,
and imagine my losing a child on top of that, losing my child first and then going through this.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I'm,
and your son is saying you just need to love yourself the way you love your son, the way you love your daughter. If a man was pulling this crap on your daughter, what would you tell her to
and
do?
That's horrible. Leave him and be happy.
Right.
But he
and
has it wrapped around his finger too, you know. It's just awful.
But what your son is saying is until dad feels like he's going to really lose something, lose you, he's just going to go on with his cocky attitude. Like mm-hmm. or lump it, and, you know.
Well, he has control of all the money, so it's hard. Like, I tried to see an attorney, and to start a divorce, you need $5,000. And he just, he doesn't want to give it to me, and I don't have
that
much money.
Do you have a credit
card?
Just to start. You have a credit card?
I know, but it's up to the max now because of the situation and the problem. I have one credit card because everything else he took away. I don't have a bank card because he took all the money out of the bank, put it all under his
name. Well, can you see what he's doing?
Yeah,
he's doing the oldest trick in the book. Like you, when the first thing you said is, "When I don't believe in divorce," and that's what he knows about you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so it's one of the worst things you could tell people. I don't believe in divorce, okay? Nobody believes in divorce, but if you're going to be a person who's not going to be good to me, you'll get one, okay?
Right, absolutely.
He never feared that you would leave him. Two, mm-hmm. now that he's starting to think it might happen, he's done the oldest trick in the book, made it so you have
the
money.
He's control. Yeah, that's it. I have to ask him for everything. I have to ask
well,
him for
I would
money.
Advise
and I can't live on $200 a week that the man gives me when he feels like giving it to me either. Like, I'm used to living nicely. You know, I have a big home. There's lots of bills. He does pay most of the bills. But he's like, anything else, you put anything on any other credit card, you open anything, you're responsible for it. I can't even use my credit card now until he pays it next week. I'm able to use it maybe a week or two. He pays maybe $1,000 on it. And then between all the interest and everything, it's like, do I get a few days out of this? And that's about it. You look at my refrigerator, I have no food in my refrigerator. It's terrible.
Well, this is not right. Your son mm-hmm. is saying this is not right. And again, you know, you're a real estate agent. The next house mm-hmm. sale you make, you take that money. You go to a
thousand
lawyer. Yeah. You
right.
go to a lawyer. Because mm-hmm. he's not going to listen until you go to a lawyer. Then maybe he'll listen. Okay.
Because you have to put down that little fee, and then they know they'll get paid at the end because, you know, that's
right.
And he'll, you know.
Maybe then he'll realize he can't have both. He's going to have to make a decision to choose you or,
right.
you know, or lose you. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that he will have to decide. But
mm-hmm.
you can't go on like this. Your son's saying it's
but
not
But he knows
healthy.
It's killing me. I'm just so upset. It's like sometimes I can't work because I just get so upset because I miss my son. So does he. He loved his son very much. But no one knows. Why can't we be together? We had a strong marriage at the beginning. People used to look up to us. Look at this beautiful family. My children, they worked hard in school. They loved sitting with us, enjoying our company. My friends would come over. Your kids enjoy sitting with you. These are young teenagers. I'm like, yeah, that's how strong. We had a beautiful, beautiful marriage, beautiful family. I mean, he wasn't always
and
the
he
best
decided
husband,
to throw
but...
this away. Okay,
yeah.
And, you know, I wish I could tell you things will get better. But
it's probably not, I'll be honest, until we get help.
What I see
he
here is
help.
It's not going
to
get better. Getting, you know, filing for divorce maybe will give you the wake-up call you need. But ultimately, divorcing this man looks like it's the only way out for you. I mean, otherwise you're going to drop dead of a stroke. This man will kill you.
Yes. Yeah,
I know
that.
I just cry.
And people are like, get help, Angel, get help. I could get help. But if this man comes home because he has his own apartment because it was in order of protection from the court because he hurt me one day and I modified it thinking he was going to come home, he kept his apartment. So he comes and goes. Now he's allowed back in his house. He has his apartment. He's allowed to do whatever the heck he wants to do. But not be good to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
He takes me out to dinner.
You can't
and
order
then I,
that. You can't court you know. Order that, okay? But you see, you know, he's the kind of man that I like to ask, does your wife know you're single? Because he's acting like he's single. Okay?
Oh, I know that. I know that. Because he was out one night. I put myself in a rehab because I wanted to learn how to warn my son and to let go with that. And I started to drink because of my situation, you know. And I thought I was an alcoholic, but I did drink.
I had
a few drinks, maybe two or three glasses of wine. Okay. I went away. I learned how to deal with my son's death and stuff like that. And when a week before I was supposed to come out, I told my husband, because I was allowed to make a call, and I said, I was in Florida then, and I said, Bob, I need you to make an appointment, you know, with the therapist, you know, so when I get out, we could start that. I'm going to be going to meetings, AA meetings. He goes, Angela, I don't need any help. You need the help. You need to see a therapist, a psychiatrist. I'm like, yes, Bob, I know that, and I will do that. But if I do this and I come home to the same situation with you, it's going to make me want to run right back out the door. Do you understand? He goes, I'm not going to do that. And then when he went with me to the cemetery, I read a letter to my son about letting go. All he said was, it's cold, Angela. Hurry up, hurry up. All he wanted was 5 minutes at the cemetery with my husband by my side, and he couldn't do it. So I don't know. But I wanted to forget all this. I just want to start all over. If we're going to do this, I told him, just forget about the past. You did things that hurt me. I did things that hurt you. Let's just let it go. Because we need to live, and no one understands the pain. Let's try to make this work one more time. And if it doesn't, let's get help on getting the divorce. That's all. This man will help us to do things the right way, so we're not angry, and these attorneys don't take all your money that we should have. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
That we...
But again, he's not gonna. It looks to me like he doesn't want to meet you halfway at all.
So.
And you know what? You know, realizing that. He's not helping you. He's making matters worse for you.
Yeah, because I want to die sometimes. I feel like dying. It's
of course
like, what
you
the
do.
Heck is life
and,
is
and,
about?
And,
what is this life about?
And that's what I needed to hear from you, because we need you to realize that if you don't believe in divorce and the only way out is death, it will be the death of you. You'll be the one with a stroke or cancer or a heart attack.
Right.
And that's not right, because you know you can't kill unfixables, and your husband's an unfixable right now. They live forever. They kill us. Everybody dies around them. But what I
right.
think is, if you begin to take your next money that you get from the next
uh-huh.
sale, of the
oh,
house,
I will.
And you got to ask your son. You got to ask your son. Help me get a nice big sale of a house here, okay?
Right.
And
concentrate, like I.
Mm-hmm. And get a lawyer, because your husband will not talk to you unless a lawyer is involved now. Because
exactly.
he doesn't believe you're going to leave him. I mean, look, in all honesty, if you're going to be miserable to him and he's not happy, he, you know, he'll be like, okay, fine, she'll drop dead. I'll get everything.
Exactly. I think you'd rather.
So we're not going to give him that satisfaction, are
no.
we?
No.
Okay?
Nope. No, my son wouldn't want it, and my daughter needs
it. And your daughter mm-hmm. needs you. So what
That's
I'm saying
right.
is a little bit of courage. You will muster up some courage. Your son will
mm-hmm.
be there for you. You will get, looks like in the next 2 months, you should get a nice big sale of a house that should help you with the down payment to the lawyer. And
I hope
start
so, yeah.
Proceeding. And I would go through it as much as possible. Doesn't mean the relationship's totally over, but maybe he needs to know he's really, really losing you.
Right.
Like he,
yes.
That,
I do love this man so much. But I do hate the way he treats me. And he just goes on. And I do want to forget the past. I said, Bobby, please forget the past. Let's concentrate on the future. Just let's do this. Let's do
but
this
he's
for
not
us,
going to
for
do
our
that.
Son and our daughter.
He's not going to do
you
it.
Know.
What it looks like is he wants his cake and eat it too. So,
yeah, but if he comes back to me, do you feel he's going to stop this relationship with this woman? I mean.
Not really. Not. I don't see he's going to be honest with you. He's going to say he is, but he's not going to do it. That's why I said, if I were you. And I've been divorced, so I'm not telling you something
mm-hmm.
I haven't had to do, okay?
Right.
And if I were you, I would, you know, and I was married 29 years when I got a divorce, okay? So I was married
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes enough is enough with a person, okay? And you don't have to have drama
That's
and
it.
Trauma with it, okay?
Right.
Nobody's saying it can be, you know, drama. You can have divorce without drama and trauma. I'm an absolute advocate
right.
of that, okay? But I don't see how you're going to put this back together, because he's not trying.
No. Nope.
So, give
and I
favor.
Meet beautiful people, people with good hearts, good people. And I say to
people
myself,
love
why
you,
do I stay
Angela.
With this man? They tell
well,
me, Angela,
people,
you're a strong woman. You don't know how strong you are.
Of course you are. And the thing about it is that people who are good people, and when they lose someone they love, they become better people. They
exactly.
can't come together. They get stronger. They make that relationship better. People who are unfixable tend to get worse
mm-hmm.
after the death of somebody, because it's all about their anger, and it's about them, and they forget
right.
that someone else hurts. Okay? You've never
mm-hmm.
forgotten that other people hurt over the loss of your son.
No.
And
he hurt
said,
me.
With,
go ahead,
and your
sorry.
Son just said to me, I will help you out of this. I promise your mom.
He always said that to me. He comes to my dreams, and he says to me, Mommy, you could do this. Mom, you could do this. Mm-hmm. No one's ever going to hurt you again, especially my dad. You could do this. You need to live. He tells me that. It's not
and
your time, he tells me.
And that's what he's saying. So do us a favor and call in a few weeks and let us know what's happening there.
Yes, I will.
But
thank you, Cindy, so much.
We're there for you. And, you know, we'll say, you know, your son says, Mom, I'll pray for Dad, but I don't think anything is going to work.
Think so.
The wake-up call will be when you finally say enough is enough.
Right.
Well,
like he would be used to. I thank you so much.
Calling again. Bye.
My son, is my son always with me? Because I feel him with me.
Yes, he is. He is always with you. I told you. Who would make that card fall out at me, okay?
Just when you were cleaning, his card just fell.
You know, it's so funny because I said, I have to organize this office, okay? I mean, which I never do, but it was time. And then I opened this drawer and see what's in it. Let me clear it out. And it came flying out of the
drawer. That's
it.
That's so it. Was it the day I called you?
Yeah.
That I said I wanted to call you?
Exactly.
Good.
So know that he's here.
Good. And I love him. Tell him I love him.
Barbie,
I love
you.
It. Okay, thank you, Cindy, for your help. And
bye,
I will
dear.
Call in again. Okay, sweetie.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye. Now, Nicole, I don't know how much you've heard about that, but is this not the oldest story in the book where the men want their kids to need it too?
Yeah.
I can't even stand it. I can't even stand it. And again, sometimes we just need, if we're raised very old school, we, you know, believe we made our bed lie, and it takes us a very long time to realize, you know, how about praying to do what's best for everyone, including myself, for a change? And that's what she needs to do, pray to do what's best for everyone, including herself, because the nerve of certain people is just, you know, let people go, you know, make it easy. You know, if you really had loved me once, you know, let me out of this easy, okay?
Exactly.
If you want your life going on like that. But it's so hard, you know, it's so hard. You know, it breaks my heart when I hear stories like that, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Because there's no need for it. Be a grown up.
No.
You know, there's
no
need for it, you know, and it's a power trip, and it's terrible to knowingly put somebody through that. You know, the person that's doing that should be absolutely ashamed of themselves, you know, for doing it. And it's rough. It's really, really rough. I feel for her.
And also it's, you know, women, if you're having a long-term affair with a man who's married and he's not leaving his wife for you, then, think about how karmically incorrect it is for you to allow a man to have his cake and eat it too. You know, nobody's judging who you're going to fall in love with. Sometimes you fall in love with someone who are married, whatever. Then do what's right. Divorce, do what's right, let the person free. But, you know, allowing a man to do this long term is very bad karma for the woman involved. And I have way too many clients who have done this a long time, and I love these women. But 10, 15, 20 years later, they have no children. Because the man never left the wife. They, you know, when the man dies, they can't even go to the funeral. They get nothing. The wife gets everything. What did they get for 20 years of this? Nothing. Nothing.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's very, very sad. And again, we can't enable people to do this. Well, we do have a couple of the calls. Now, this is interesting. You just said something about the matchmaking. What's this about?
Yes. So we've got Anna on the phone, and now you know me, Cindy. I'm all for promoting different kinds of of people finding, you know, taking whatever path it needs, you know, they need to take it, whatever, to find their love. So this is a very, very interesting call because Anna is in New York, and she is looking. She's actually inquiring for a friend. And she wants to know whether or not her friend is going to actually find love utilizing a matchmaking service. So you're not really
okay. We're not
allowed
to. We're not allowed to name any names. So we're not naming any company names.
Yeah,
correct?
No. Oh, that's that's why I was kind of stumbling a little bit because we're not allowed to, you know, to promote, you know, any other businesses or things
promote.
Like that. You know, nor are we allowed to badmouth any other businesses. You know, it's a professional forum. So, So she just wants to know if her friend. Is going to find love with this particular service. So, you know, you'll be pulling some cards on the friend, and then at the end there, I'm probably going to add in my little 2 cents because I've been experiencing a lot of people going through matchmakers and going through dating sites, and I've got a little bit of a more recent education.
Why don't you start it a little bit? Because
you want me to start it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this time I want you to start on this because I'll hear what you have to say.
I love it.
And I'll tell you what I
Well, no, mine is like my whole anecdote there is really more just like you know, just for people to be cautious. There's a lot of sites out there that are not really reputable, which is, you know, obviously, you know, when you go through a dating site or an app or a matchmaking service, you know, there's people out there that are legitimate and there's people out there that are not. There's services out there that are legitimate and services out there that are not. So, you know, I don't judge anybody for wanting to use any kind of service, especially if they're having such a tough time finding love. It is hard to find that special somebody out there. So for anybody that's looking to utilize any service, do yourself a favor. And before you give your money to anybody, just do some research. Okay? Go out there, look at the companies that you're dealing with. Nobody's going to be 100%. You know, there will always be somebody with something negative to say, but just make sure that you thoroughly check out everybody that you're thinking about working with. Make sure that you're going out there and you're looking for the reviews on the apps and the sites. I know that when you're utilizing dating for your phone, you know, there's ways that you can see how many people delete that app, you know, which is usually, you know, very, very indicative of the app not really working or not really being that reputable. There's also different reports that you can get online. Unfortunately, Google is not as reputable as it used to be because now people can pay services to bump you up to page one of Google, you know. So you don't necessarily want to say, oh, look, but they made page one of Google. They must be good. You know, things like, you know, consumer reports, Better Business Bureau, rip-off reports. You know, see who's talking what and see how old claims are. Sometimes, you know, somebody may pass judgment on a company and claims are, you know, 5 years old, and sometimes they can be from last week. So, you know, see what people are saying, see how many stars they're getting. You know, if they don't have a lot of reviews and they've been in business for a long time, probably not a good sign. Anybody can have 10 friends go and give you a rave review for Yelp. So, you know, you have to look at what your options are and just be educated before you utilize any of these services. Recently, my friend Kathy paid for a dating service, and unfortunately, things did not go her way. And, you know, the guy was, you know, wound up lying and this and that and everything else. And, you know, there was fine print in her money-back guarantee. And when she wanted her money back, guess what? It wasn't really a money-back guarantee because she spoke to the guy, you know, it's because she answered back. But how the hell do you offer somebody a money-back guarantee for the service not working if you don't get to talk to the people possibly that you could possibly be matched with? So just find Aaron, and it happens with the best of companies out there. So, you know, that's just my 2 cents. So for whatever Anna's friend is going to do or whatever service she's going to use, just make sure that you're educated before you entrust your heart and your wallet with anybody else. And the same goes for any kind of app and or dating service that you might want to try. So that's my 2 cents, Cindy.
Okay, so let's put Anna on.
If you're not, the service that a friend to use is going to actually find her a match. So here you go, and let's speak to Anna. Hello, Anna, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. Hello? You're so nice to call in for your friend, but how did she actually start with the matchmaker? Now
she's thinking about it. She's going to meet with the owner and discuss it. I'm not sure if she's actually going through with it, but maybe she is.
Okay. It looks like it's one avenue to perhaps pursue whether this is where she's going to find her love. I'm not seeing it 1,000% here. You know, it does tell the universe that you are looking for love. Sometimes to sign up for a dating site or a matchmaker. Matchmakers are a little expensive, by the way, you know, so, it's kind of a big investment, but, uh-huh. It looks like, you know, this person is definitely due to, meet a soulmate and get a soulmate. I'm just not seeing I'm not seeing 1,000% that the matchmaker is going to find her perfect match. So I wouldn't not do it if she, you know, she got to try everything if that's what you feel like it. But it looks more like, has she tried other avenues to meet people? Like besides?
She's tried match, I mean, you can't say it. You know, like the dating sites on.
Yeah, the dating apps and the dating sites, yeah. And with not much success.
No.
Okay. How about the old-fashioned way? Meeting people face-to-face? You know,
not really. I mean, maybe one or two guys might have been interested, but she wasn't.
Okay. And again,
you see anyone coming though for her?
Yes, I see a soulmate coming for her, absolutely. So, you know, she actually has love coming. It's an avenue she could pursue, but don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, like when you sign up for the matchmakers, maybe just going to the mixers that the matchmaker has also ups your odds, you know, things like that. Like, because most matchmakers do have mixers where you can meet people. It's not just who they hook you up with, but there are other things. Just try all the avenues. And tell her to be a little bit patient that love is coming for her. And
when do you see this?
How long has she been looking for love at this point?
Oh, a while.
Okay, because it looks like love should come her way sometime in the next 6 months to a year. So do everything that she can. But just, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket thinking that
should she just do the mixers instead of actually joining it?
I would try the mixers first, by the way. Because that gives her a way of checking
an
out what kind of guys the matchmaker has.
Uh-huh.
You know, the mixers give you more, like, rather than her picking who you might want.
Right.
It's right for you. It gives you the option of the, you know, to meet the people, see them. And also at the mixers, you can just meet some new friends too, like a nice new girlfriend, and keep expanding your world. So I would try the mixers first. Because if you go to the mixers and you're not impressed with the quality, you know, for anybody that's there, but mixers always seem like anywhere where you can go to a singles mix, that's always good. You know,
right.
Because it seems like that will give her a little bit more of an edge there. So, you know, try that, because that's more of a smaller investment too. And then if she finds,
but
you know,
see something within 6 months to a year.
Yes. Yeah. Tell her to keep looking and not giving up.
Okay.
Because it gets a little discouraging. But again, we don't need corporate America to meet people. We can meet people going about our life. It is very possible.
How is she going to meet this person? Every day, or you actually see through a dating site?
I don't know. People have to just try everything. Again, I, you know, tend to believe it's, you know, the dating apps sometimes work. Sometimes the going on a dating, you know, on the computer or whatever on the web, it can work. But just put out everything. Just tell people you're looking for love. Make new friends. Expand the friendship world is usually the best way to.
So you don't think she should do this matchmaking?
I don't know. She could try it. But
that's
again,
for her to decide. It's you know, I mean, whether or not somebody wants to use a matchmaker, that's for her to decide. You know, there's free will, you know, involved. And, you know, I mean, if somebody's coming, they could be through a matchmaker. They could be through a friend. They could be a grocery store. She could go, you know, to a doctor and meet somebody in a doctor's office. It could be anywhere. It's about the vibe that you're sending out, you know, as long as she's making an informed decision, you know, I mean, that's really the bottom line is, you know, she's got to make an informed decision. You can't go and trust your heart and what could be a sizable investment, you know, to just anyone or to just anything, you know, take baby steps first. If she's really had that much terrible luck, take baby steps. If the matchmaker is the way that she feels the most comfortable versus an app, then, you know, that's what she's going to have to do, and that's the lesson that she's going to have to learn, whether or not that's good or bad for her. You know, same thing with a dating site or with a dating app. You know, she's going to have to take baby steps. You know, if there's a lesser membership that you can do, start out with a small investment. If it starts working for you, increase the investment. You know, like the stock market. It's you know, just, you know, you're going to have to just, as long as she's making an informed decision, there's a lot of creeps out there. There's a lot of people looking to take your money. There's a lot of creeps on these sites that she could be hooked up with that are that lie, that cheat, that are married. You know, there's plenty of crap out there, and it's a question of how she feels the most comfortable to cycle through the crap. because there's going to be crap, no matter whether you meet somebody organically or whether you meet somebody, you know, through another person, be it a professional or a friend, or through, you know, technology. There's always going to be some level of shit. It's a question of how patient is she, and it's a question of the kind of investment that she's capable of making so that she can get to that next step of her life.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, keep us posted if it works for me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if it works for her, then great. We'd love to hear a success story.
Right, okay, exactly. Thank you.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right,
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, it's so hard to meet people. You know, it's funny because I've always met just people going about my life, in all honesty.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I always met everybody. I mean,
even, like, when I met Lisa, though. You know, like, I met Lisa. Like, everybody said, oh, you know, you're going to meet somebody. Like, she's in your circle. And I didn't really have a huge circle at that point, you know. So I'm like, you know, I've got like, I know like six people that I actually have daily interaction with. There's no way somebody's in my circle I would know. But lo and behold, you know, through a friend of a friend, Lisa was in my circle. And, you know, here I had tried dating sites and it didn't work for me. But, you know, it was also, you know, 10 years ago, you know. So a lot has changed since then. So I'm not one to just completely bash, you know, dating sites, and I'm not one to bash matchmakers. I do know that, you know, that they don't always get the best rap, but I also know a lot of people that through sites and things like that have found their, you know, their soulmates and their true love, you know? So I've seen both, you know. I've always had the best of luck just meeting people through people within my more personal network, you know. Now, because of Facebook and this and that, a lot of people got friends of friends, but the intimacy of those relationships is not really there, you know, like the intimacy is lost because now it's like, oh yeah, it's my friend. Well, you know, yeah, we talk on Facebook. Well, that's not really your friend. So sitting at your dinner table, unless they're actively calling you, unless you could sit face to face with these people without your phone in arm reach, they're not really your friends. You know, friends don't need, you know, to be on Facebook to, in order to have a conversation. So, you know, the intimacy level is lost a little bit nowadays, you know, but we always like to hear success stories and we want people to take the chance on love and, you know, just make informed decisions because, like I said, Google it, you can't rely on anymore. You have to go to other things. You got to use Yelp. You know, people, you know, can sometimes pay to have bad reviews taken off. Yelp doesn't do that. But also, don't read only the stuff that Yelp wants you to read. Read the other stuff that people had to say, too. And see if there's any sort of common theme between things. You know, if you get on one site and they say, oh, you know, this person, you know, keeps sending me, you know, creeps and married people and, you know, this and, you know, this guy's like, you know, just a pedophile or I don't know, you know, something terrible, you know, and you see that as a common theme across different platforms, don't go there. You know, you're getting the warning. Don't go there. You know, look at Ripoff Report. That's a great website because, you know what, people, you know, can go on there and, you know, the owners and the proprietors of businesses can actually, rebut, you know, a lot of what is being said about them, which is awesome because more proactive owners will do that, you know. And, but, you know, again, if you see a theme, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a fucking duck. You know,
right.
You know, what's the other one? Better Business Bureau is also great. Look at what you're dealing with, what you're working with. If the common theme is that they're great, then guess what? Good, bad, or indifferent, they're probably going to be pretty good for you too. Give it a shot. If there's a common theme and that common theme is that they're shitty, guess what? Don't do that. Why? Because chances are they'll be shitty for you too. So, you know, just as long as you're making an informed decision, take a chance, go out there. You know, start with baby steps and see what works for you. And then let people know what works for you. And let people know how it works for you. So you paying it forward so that people can get more of an education about things that maybe they wouldn't ordinarily know about.
Exactly. Exactly. So we do have Stacy, I think, that wants to talk to us.
We do have Stacy, yep. And Stacy, my dear, just had a birthday. So like most of our birthday people, Stacy wants to know, it's a new year for her. What do you see, Cindy? So here we go with Stacy. Hello, Stacy, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, so what's happening with you? Okay, you've been through the divorce, yes.
Yes.
And How is that progressing for you?
It's actually still not official, but everything is done. We're just waiting, you know, for the judge to put his stamp on it. I dropped paperwork off on my birthday the other day, so present to myself.
Oh, you did. Okay, good. So, all right. So we're moving along there then, okay?
Yeah, we're trying.
And now I know you're always looking for, a new relationship and love. And have you stopped talking to, you were listening to the show for a while. Did you stop talking to somebody who's not moving forward in his life?
We've stopped and started a couple times, and I've tried to stop again. I just...
Because you realize that's going to block you from the universe bringing you somebody else.
I know. That's why I keep trying to stop.
And because, again, we were describing it's karmically incorrect to just keep. I mean, I know, you're just talking with him and nothing's actually going on, but it's still an emotional affair.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not that you just want to just be his friend. Okay?
No.
Let's put
it
that way.
I've said that and I've made that clear and. He knows that, so I keep trying not to communicate, and then he calls, texts me, and wishes me a happy birthday, so I just said thank you.
Right, and, he's not going to let you go. He's going to keep you in his life or whatever, but what I see is you're supposed to be with a soulmate. That's going to be brought to you, and it could be brought very soon in your life, but you're almost going to have to be ready to just... move on now. And,
okay.
I'm not hearing you're going to move on from this guy. Okay. I'm hearing you're telling me, yeah. And yet you're going to keep talking to him. And I'm afraid that will kind of keep you from, having love brought your way.
Yeah. And I do want that. I have been dating. I have tried to, I've been on a dating site and I've tried to just, be open to meeting someone else. And I just haven't met that person, I guess.
All right. And are you on dating sites and things?
Yeah, I'm on one.
And how are you liking it?
It's okay. There is a couple of weirdos on there, but it's I'm very selective. I put in my profile exactly what it is I'm looking for and where I'm at in life and not, trying to be clear about what I want, because I met someone that I dated last year for about 6 months, but he just wasn't in a place to, to be in a relationship that I wanted to be in. So he wasn't a bad guy. We just didn't really, it was fine for a little while, but then I just realized it wasn't going anywhere.
It's fine for a little while, because a lot of the men on the site, or even women, they're not really looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're on it, but they're looking for just even something casual or whatever. And did you make it clear from the beginning that you're looking for a committed relationship?
With him, maybe not clear enough, because he had just recently been divorced. So he was probably just, I was the first person he dated. So it was kind of like, and I think I just wanted a little bit more reliability from him, which he couldn't give me. So
no, and I'm glad you didn't stay too long with that, because sometimes this can go on for years. People are not ready. What I'm seeing for you is your children do need to see a better version of love than what they've seen. So the universe is quite anxious to bring you that.
Yeah.
And,
and that's one of the things I liked about this guy, was he was a really good father. And he was very good to his daughter, and he was, did most everything, with for her, like, kind of like the opposite of what my ex is to their dad. I was just kind of, I liked that about him, but it was almost like that kind of took over like a priority, which I know the kids are and they should be, but it was like not, responding to me or not, making me a priority. And that's how I felt.
Right. And, some people can be good fathers. They're not necessarily good lovers, husbands.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is you need a little bit of courage to get out there. You've had a lot of change in the last year or two. So I think you need a little rest. And you needed a little period of time to sit, kind of standing on your own 2 feet without a man. Have you allowed yourself that?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten a job that I really like now. And my kids, I think, are doing good. And that's why I'm kind of open to, you know, letting somebody else be part of my life and our lives, you know.
Right. And, you know, in terms of money, looks good this year for you, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing good with this job. I like it. And it's I work a lot, but it's paying well. So it's good.
And I see a lot of fatigue in this card. Are you feeling that you're exhausted?
I wake up in the middle of the night all the time. I can't sleep like through the night.
And what do you think is causing that?
A little bit of stress, a little bit of overthinking.
Yep. And that's why it's a little bit of what I see is you have a very good 5-year period opening up here, so we can relax a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, just give yourself a little bit of a break in terms of, you know, you're stressing yourself out a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing is bad in your car. You actually have a very good year ahead of you. Your kids look very good. The divorce looks like it will go through finally.
Okay.
All the last of the paperwork. And I see the other man that, you know, he's been your friend for a while. He's going to just stay doing what he's been doing if you allow him to. And in some ways it gives you an illusion of a relationship without having one.
Definitely does. And after listening to your first caller, too, it made me feel like horrible, you know, because I don't want to be in that position. I don't want to be that person.
Right. And, of course, you know, people do say, yeah, I'm going to leave my wife or whatever. But, you know, when time goes on and that's not happening, then, you know, get with the program here. You know, a lot of it has to do with money. People don't want to divide their money and their property.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, if that's what, you know, you want to sell your soul for, that's fine. But, you know, realize you deserve better than this. And so keep doing the things you're doing. Go on the dating site. You know, try to make friends a little bit. Get yourself out there. And certainly don't, you know, get discouraged because love will come your way. It takes a little bit of time, you know, to bring a soulmate into alignment. You know, sometimes I have to tell people, you know, we end up staying unhappily married or in bad relationships for a long time, and then we get out of them, we expect love there. Well, maybe, you know, we were being told 5, 10, 15, 20 years, get out of this already. We might have had three soulmates possibly being able to be brought in alignment with us, but we spent 15 years, like, too long, and now, like, now we're ready to leave, and the universe is, well, you know, we have 5, 10, maybe 15 soulmates that we could possibly meet in our lifetime. Maybe there's just not one ready now in alignment for you. Maybe he's getting out of a relationship. So I think you have to be a little patient because we don't move in God's time. We move in our own human time, which is dragging feet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that dragging of our feet alters everything. So just be a little patient because soulmate love is being brought to you. And, you know, the universe is also being patient with your, with the other man, wondering if he was going to do what would, you know, leave that relationship and come to you.
I know.
But he
that's always been in the back of my head, too. So,
And the universe really thought he, you know, there was a moment there when the universe thought he was going to do it. Okay. But after a while, people register and they figure out, nope, it's not going to happen. So, you know, do me a favor and keep us posted with you. I mean, this is the beginning of your birthday year. It was a great time to call in. There's nothing bad in your cards. You just, you know, you just need a little bit, somebody recharging your batteries.
Okay.
Do you realize that you need somebody to recharge your batteries right now?
Yeah,
you're
definitely.
Exhausted.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard to be a mom because kids are takers when they're young. You know, they're not necessarily givers. But nothing in your cards looks bad, actually. Everything looks actually very good. So,
okay.
You know, you will keep me posted. And we're just about at the end of our show, so I want to make sure we say goodnight to everybody. Stacey, call in again. And
thank
if you,
you
didn't
Cindy.
Get through tonight, please call in next week. We'll be here. And wishing you luck, Stacey, in your birthday year.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, Nicole, now if you notice, I did write a comment. Did you get to read it?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. So yeah, because what you, you know, sometimes, you know, we go back and forth with little notes to each other, and Nicole is very perceptive, so she picks up on stuff. So I just wanted to confirm to her she was picking up on something in the air.
Yep.
So, okay, so thanks, everybody, and, of course, we'll speak, next
week.
Good night, everybody.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye, Cindy.